The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Edition of the Sports Report Podcast. I am your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Oh, wait a second. I'm good. I thought I was on mute for some reason. I got a caller on the phone with me right now. Dr. Doom, how you doing, man?
What's going on?
Chilling, man. Chilling. How was your week?
I was all right.
Same. This
weekend was great.
And I think I know why. We will discuss. Going to get into the some of the tournament that we got coming up. Also going to be talking about Big Ben for the Steelers and the comments made by Clyde Frazier talking about LeBron James. We'll get into all of that. You guys can hit us up on Discord. If you haven't followed me yet on Discord, I will put the link on the Sports Report Facebook page. That way you guys can join in with us. Hope to have we'll have Gene with us in a few minutes on Discord. I'm loving
it. I'll be right back.
Go ahead, man. I am loving Discord. This thing is awesome. The sound quality is a whole lot better. So I am completely loving it. As I said, if you guys are in it, join me on Discord. Will Morgan, WILLIMORG7, hashtag 5424. That's the number. That's Discord. You can join. Hit us up on the show at any time. Like I said, got a lot to talk about. Got the Final Four. The brackets are out. Can anybody beat Duke? Can anybody beat Duke in this thing? I'm picking Duke. But I know Duke has a lot of weaknesses. Their three-point shooting isn't the best. They shot maybe around 34-35% from the line as a team this year. So I know they're not the best at the three-point line. Also, if you can slow down their transition game, they can be beat. Hence the loss to Gonzaga and indirectly the loss to Syracuse. So Duke has lost, but if these teams try to run with Duke up and down the floor, they're not going to beat them. You can't beat them at that game. That's their strength. At Zion, and there's a few teams out there that have the bigs to slow Zion Williamson down. Gonzaga has the bigs to slow him down. Michigan State has the bigs to slow him down. So that will be interesting to see.
Don't forget about Nike.
But Gonzaga has the bigs. Michigan State has the bigs. And when you look at North Carolina can do it too. You can make an argument that North Carolina still won all three games. So,
yeah.
I like Duke. I do. If you try to run up and down the floor, they're not going to beat them. You're going to have to force them to half-court game and defend the three-point line. If you can force them to play half-court, defend the three-point line, slow Zion Williamson down, you may have a shot at beating Duke.
I ain't worried about Duke. They're going to get beat by some, like, scrub. But I mean, not a scrub. Like, anybody make it to the big dance, they're going to get beat by, like, somebody you never thought that beat them. Watch.
Well, on this side of the bracket, you know, I believe Michigan State's on this side of the bracket. They got the bigs and the experience to do it.
I ain't talking about big Michigan State. It's going to be like Middle Tennessee State.
You think they're going to get Cinderella'd?
Yep.
Wow. Wow.
I just got that feeling.
Oh.
Man, I don't like Duke.
So. Oh, he put it out there. He is putting it out there. Oh. Man.
It wouldn't it be something that happened to, boy?
It could.
ESPN one got nothing to talk about.
It could, them. Because if you go back and look at it, they do have some early exits from the field of 64 in their history. I'm not saying Cinderella upsets, but yeah, they've had some early upsets in their history. So that's a good point.
Nobody's looking at that. Like, it's not a wild card, but it could happen, man. It's the tournament, man.
It could. One game.
Yep.
Well, as they say, one shining moment. That could very well be the case. Hit us up on Discord, WillieMorg7, hashtag 5424, if you want to join in the conversation. I want to switch the narrative for a second to talk about LeBron James. First, let's talk about that block yesterday.
You mean my new screensaver?
Super Mario got up. Did you see how?
Yeah.
LeBron got no lift.
No, he's done, man. Like I said, yo, you sit here, you can look at it, man. The dude don't have it no more, man.
That was just amazing. That was just an amazing.
I mean, you notice he didn't go to the rim.
Yeah. Well, he couldn't, because if you would have spun back into the lane, then DeAndre Jordan was right there.
What I'm saying is, LeBron James used to be able to go through the lane. It did not matter who was in the lane if you wanted to go and score the basketball. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
It don't matter if it was DeAndre Jordan, anybody. He would have dunked it, right?
Yeah.
If we're talking about the LeBron of old.
Yeah. That made my day right there. That made my day.
Oh, yeah, and something nobody else is talking about. He didn't even shake nobody's hand. He just walked to the back.
He just walked off the court. But again, but again, that's what happens when you go 4-15 in the fourth quarter.
Oh, not that. Let me break another one. Wasn't it last year when, 2 years ago when Phil Jackson said what he said and they were playing the flip game?
Yeah.
You don't think Knicks fans, you remember?
I remember.
They were playing the water bottle flip challenge.
Yep, I remember.
That was last year.
Yeah.
Or was it the year before then when Phil Jackson was talking about LeBron's posse, and then
that was year before.
I think the Cavaliers blew out the The Cavaliers blew out the Knicks, and they were playing games on the sideline.
That was the year before.
Yep.
Yeah, year before.
Knicks fans ain't gonna forget that.
No, they're not gonna. Now, what did you think about Clyde Frazier's comments about LeBron doing the broadcast?
What did he say? He ain't got no heart, basically?
He's saying he quit on his team. He's not a good teammate. He needs to be there for his team.
I've been saying that all for like the last couple of years.
Now, he caught some flack from a lot of people in the media for those comments. He caught a lot of flack from Stephen A. Smith.
Stephen A. Smith should shut the hell up. Shannon Sharp should shut the hell up. He's actually, Walt Frazier has the balls to say what a lot of people want to say. The dude's not playing good basketball. He's not the team leader. So
I
applaud Walt Frazier for saying something that's not the narrative of what LeBron.
Right.
Know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about.
We're going to still stay on LeBron.
Okay.
That the shot with. We can segue into football. Antonio Brown wanted to throw shade at Shannon Sharp.
I posted that earlier.
And his number one cheerleader, I don't know, between him and Nick Wright, LeBron ain't say nothing. Like, yeah, man, that's my man, and nothing. They're just laughing at him.
Yeah, man.
I want to see him tomorrow on TV if he's going to say anything, or they're just not going to bring that topic up.
He might not even address it, man.
He probably cried.
He, he might not even address it because it puts him in a negative light. Let's go ahead, moving over to back to the NFL. Can the combination of Odell Beckham Jr. and Baker Mayfield be all can be would be all time? Can that be an all time duo?
I don't know. Didn't that other star want to leave? The other receiver that they had?
There was a receiver that wants to leave as well.
He's an idiot. I'm like, dude.
Yeah, you got a job, man.
If you a stud and Odell Beckham's a stud, you don't have to worry about double coverage, man. I just think it's jealousy with that right there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's like, dude, you're going to get your things, man. They can't cover everybody. So your stats might go up, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. Instead of, you know.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Like, you know, you got two stout receivers. They can't double team you and him.
Right.
So if everybody's focused on Odell, you're going to be cleaning up. Yeah. Then he gets his stats. Then they're going to have to pay, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But some of these dudes don't think. They're worried about the spotlight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now, do you think the Browns can be a playoff contending team?
I got to see. Who's their coach?
Oh, first time. He's the first time coach.
We got to see how the scheme is first.
First time coach for the Cleveland Browns. He was on the coaching staff last year. But he doesn't have any head coaching experience. The only reason why he got the job is because Baker Mayfield loved him. That's the only reason why he got the job.
What's going on right now?
And the thing with Freddie Kitchens that kills me is the fact he was a coordinator. And then he steps into the role of head coach with no head coaching experience. I don't understand that. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can get him on.
Hello?
I'm here. Let me see if I can get Gene back on. Let me see if I get him on. Mr. Gene. Mr. Gene, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yep, I got you, man. How you doing, man?
All right, how you doing?
Doing good, man. Doing good. How was your week?
Oh, it's good. It's always long. you know. It's a Sunday. So my start of work week is tomorrow.
Okay, I got you. Now, we just talked about the NCAAs. With Zion Williamson back, Gene, do you think anybody can beat Duke?
Yeah, Duke ain't gonna win it.
You don't think so?
No.
Wow.
They've been struggling. They struggled a little bit without Zion, and then they struggled with him in their last game. They only won it by, what, 1 point?
Yeah. You can make an argument, like I said earlier tonight, that North Carolina could have won all three of those games against them.
I could have. But, you know, they found out Duke can't quit.
I just think with Duke, and Doom said earlier he thinks they're going to get Cinderella. It's going to be possible for them to get Cinderella. And it is, because it's just one game. But I truly believe a lot of teams might steal what Gonzaga did against them. Slow the ball.
You're going to have somebody really want to get it.
I think they're
gonna. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I think somebody might steal Gonzaga's blueprint, slow the game down, defend the three-point line. You have to have bigs to slow Zion down. If you can do those things, you can beat Duke. But I just think if they're in transition, can nobody in the country run with Duke?
No. Like I said, man. That's D1, man. You got guys, they got nothing better to lose. So it's like, I'm going to get the Golden State analogy. Duke might have the talent of the dude, But on any given night, if somebody won it more than the other team, 9 times out of 10, they're going to win it. So you don't think that, hey, some team, Appalachian State, these guys is going to give everything they got on a national scale to try to upset Duke.
Yeah.
That's what Duke got to worry about. That, you know, like the Rocky analogy, they're going to be hungry, dog. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. But Gene, if you don't think Duke's going to take it, who do you think is going to take it?
I'm looking at the bracket, and the thing about the tournament is always some teams come in that finally get in because they have experienced players that been there 3 years, 4 years, and those are the teams that usually upset the higher seeds,
right?
Because they have an experienced team,
right?
Duke, to me, like I said, I watched them against that Gonzaga early in the season when they lost that one, and obviously it's early in the season. Teams tend to get better. They can't shoot the ball. That's just the bottom line. And then you got to be able to shoot the ball to play in this damn tournament. This ain't no tournament where, because it boils down to half court basketball and matchups. And they seem that without Zion, this team is very beatable because they really don't have no one that really stands out.
Right.
With Zion, they're going to do a good job of face guarding this guy. They're going to make it so difficult for him to get out in front, because that's how Duke wins. That's how Duke beats you. They just stay out in front, run the floor, get up and down. Oh yeah. But when you try to slow, and that's a tough matchup. Zion is a tough matchup for anybody.
Yeah, he is.
But if you cause him a lot of hell, especially against an experienced team, I mean, we're going to see, because the intensity is way different in these tournament games, and everybody going to get up for Duke.
Right.
Everybody's coming after.
Yeah.
That's
going to be a tough thing. Duke going to have, because in that bracket, man, I mean, they're in a weak bracket. I mean, only team that I see really, I mean, maybe Virginia Tech, maybe, that I see in that bracket. I think that bracket was a weak bracket, and they did it on purpose, but, you know.
They did it on purpose, gee.
Oh, I mean, Michigan State, but I just don't see nobody there that is really, like, dominating, man.
Yeah. You don't think LSU might be able to cause them a little bit of hell?
Yeah, because they'll get past Yale, and then they have to run into
one of likely Maryland. Yeah.
Run into Maryland, maybe. I mean, that's always 50-50. But like I said, it boils down to those teams who have the experienced guards that have been there for 3 years. Those teams are the ones that upset the big teams, man. Those teams that have been together, and over this last couple years, they've gotten better, and they added pieces, and then they get more experience. Those are the teams that usually knock off those bigger teams.
Do you see any sleepers in this tournament? Anybody see any sleepers in this tournament?
It's hard to tell.
I'm looking at Buffalo. I'm looking at Florida State.
I like Buffalo. I'm looking at Florida State. Didn't play too well against the other night, but they still decent. You got Kansas. Kansas is always dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You got Kentucky. That's dangerous.
It's Texas.
Texas.
I see Texas.
Yeah, there it is.
I see Texas. Mm-hmm.
Because Texas had the, Appalachian State coach or the Virginia coach that was just upsetting people. Like I said, it's a lot of stuff out there that you got to look.
Yes, it's always a coin toss, man.
Yeah.
This is going to be, this should be a pretty good tournament. Hold on one second. He said Texas.
Texas Tech is there.
I see Texas Tech. Yeah, I don't see Texas. I think Texas was NIT. Just like Syracuse, and that's where both of them belong. Or will be there, rather. I'm trying to see if anybody else from that side of the bracket, other than Gonzaga, other than Michigan State, yeah, I don't see nobody other than those two. But you brought up a good point, because there's some upsets in here. You know, Florida State won another shot at those boys. Michigan's young, so you know Michigan wants a shot, too. So, yeah, both of y'all are right. We shall see. This should be a very good tournament, though. Very good tournament.
But remember, I like Buffalo, though.
Yeah.
I like Buffalo.
My sleep is FSU, of course. I tell you, another team ain't nobody talking about. Even though they're number two seed, and even I questioned them for a second, but I'm starting to look at this side of the bracket, Tennessee.
They've been playing, but you also got a Purdue team there and a hungry Cincinnati team.
Cincinnati,
I watched them about two times this year, and he got some guys that could. He's a great motivating coach. You can tell those guys, like really, Cincinnati gonna be tough.
Okay, and Syracuse made it number eight seed, so. Jim Behar, my bad. I disrespected your boys. My bad. They playing against Baylor, 8-9, Salt Lake City, Utah. Isn't Gonzaga in Utah?
I got a question. How the hell is Baylor in the tournament?
Probably more than likely. Probably quality wins more than likely.
No, I thought Baylor was on the schools on academic school suspension or whatever. For all them scandals they had.
And 13th and 4th in the Big 12. So probably quality wins. I'm looking at their record now. They got some bad losses going into it, though. Some bad losses. Losing 6 to Kansas State. Losing by 3 to Oklahoma State. Losing by 8 to Kansas. Getting blown out by Iowa State. They got some bad losses, but they backed in. So.
Yeah, they only lost 13.
Yeah.
But Syracuse lost 13 too.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yep.
That's gonna boil down to coach and Behar.
Yep. That's what it's gonna be. But it's, again, it should be a good tournament. The brackets are out, by the way, everywhere. ESPN has their brackets out. Fox Sports has their bracket out. CBS Sports has their bracket out. So definitely jump in and see if we can win you some money. All right. Gene, I'm going to go to you on this. Me and Doom already talked about it. LeBron James, talk about the block and then Clyde Frazier's comments about it.
The block is just age. It's one of those things where you got to look for your team. That first step, you know, big body rolling down. I mean, it's getting old. You know what I'm saying? It's the West. It ain't the East.
You playing the Knicks though?
So, yeah, it was the Knicks, and it's a really bad Knicks team.
Yeah,
but
they just got blown out by Toronto.
Sure did.
Mm-hmm. But as far as the comments made by, I think that LeBron has a. And, you know, I'm a LeBron guy, so I try not to be anymore. I try not to be biased because I keep having to remind people that LeBron is in the tailspin of his career.
He is.
And he's at the tailspin of your career that you expect. And coming out to the West was supposed to have been, you know, a change. It's a change for him. I think the West is a little bit more sped up for him. He tries to play tempo basketball, but everybody else is trying to run. And I think that's the battle. But as far as the comments, you know, LeBron, everybody knows LeBron and how he plays the game, how he approaches the game. All the comments about him being a coach killer. he is a coach killer to a degree of not saying it in a bad way. He's just a coach killer because he's just so dominant of a player that it's hard for him to look at certain coaches and get instruction from them. You know, you look at Walton. I mean, come on. The guy's never won nothing. He's been grandfathered into.
But the same thing you can say about damn Tyronn Lue.
So Tyronn Lue, only reason why Tyronn Lue had got the job is because he was just there. Just like the Cavs coach now, he was there. So they just gave it to the next man in line. Tyronn Lue, for real, is probably a great assistant. And I think he's probably a better assistant than he is head coach. But it's not hard to coach talent. And when you have LeBron in his prime, you know, it makes it, you know, easy for him. But I think LeBron is aging, and I'm not going to just make that an excuse of why this team is the way it is. I think this team, if you look at how they play when LeBron ain't on the floor, is a little bit more sped up. And those guys are trying to get out and run because they understand the West because they've been there for a few years. But LeBron has been in the NBA 17, and he knows that he has to make adjustments. Him not sitting with the team that particular moment, I'm not going to sit here and act like, oh, yeah, well, he just sat at the end of the bench. No, I've seen LeBron sit in the middle of the bench with his – or wherever there was a seat open at. You know what I mean? Right. If you can tell he's purely frustrated. He purely disgusted with those guys. And I don't think it's getting to the point where he's going to leave, but I think it's getting to the point where he's in L.A., he's with the Lakers, and you're not bigger than the Buss family. We ain't going to be just jumping because you say you pissed off. Those things ain't going to work for him there, and he has to understand that, and he has to play within the system. And I think if he does that, this whole thing will get it'll get better, and he still has to not try to dominate so much because people are always like, you want the ball in the best player's hand. Yeah, but you want them in good situations too. And sometimes those situations like that, end of that game against the Knicks, man, come on. I mean, LeBron, you don't even have to do that no more because you draw so much attention that they're going to guard you anyway. So you can get to that right, you know. So I'm like 50-50. I'm like, yeah, LeBron tripping a little bit. But then I'm like, yeah, they're being a little too hard on him. Then I understand the organization. But this is the biggest thing is Magic Johnson is saying nothing. Don't hear from
him. The thing that messed the team up was LeBron's agent when they tried to trade everybody. Get Anthony Davis. That's what killed the momentum for anything.
Yeah, but because they had mentioned it was going, I think, you know, I read a couple sources where they were like Clutch Sports because that's what he represents, was trying to come in and just trying to, you know, manhandle the Lakers organization. They was like, nah, this ain't going to happen. We ain't doing this, you know. And I know what LeBron doing. He's trying to monopolize. You know, you already got Kentavious Caldwell Pope, him, Anthony Davis, and, you know, a couple of those other players, Ben Simmons. They are all involved in the same organization or the same agency. But the Lakers are trying to let them know you ain't going to come here and just highway robbery us. We ain't about to do like the Cavs and just pay everybody. In Miami and pay everybody that you think should just get paid or whatever, and that's why you're having the disconnect that you're having because there's so much resistance from the Lakers organization.
Is Jeannie Buss or the highway?
Is Jeannie Buss or the highway?
Yeah. All right, let's move on over back to the NFL for a quick second. OBJ and Baker Mayfield, would that connection be an all-time great duo?
Oh. It'll be like it's gonna be like SpongeBob and No man, you got too many egos, man. That's ego central right there, man. You got prima donna Odell Beckham, who's only played in 16 games in 2 years. He's injury prone. They took on a one hell of a contract. because of desperation. And then you got Baker Mayfield, who they are going to wrap everything around. And soon as his Baker Mayfield had the ball, or he feel like, you know, he should have he should involve Landry more or whatever. It's going to start getting isolated. And because Beckham is going to feel like, you know, I came to this organization, I'm selling out the stadium, I'm selling jerseys, it's got to be all about me. It's got to be all about Odell. It's got to be all about me. And Baker Mayfield was like, this is my team, this is my town. You know, it's just going to be a lot going on, especially with a guy like Freddie Kitchens who has no head coaching experience.
We just spoke about that. Yep. None.
Has no head coaching experience. He's never, I ain't going to say he's never been around stars, but he's never had to directly have an input with him. So this is all new for everybody. And I don't think it's going to be what everybody, they talk about Super Bowl. Listen, them guys are a bunch of egos. You got too many, you got a ton of weapons. I give them that. Got a ton of weapons, but you got Kareem Hunt. He's got to come off his suspension.
Yep.
You got Duke Johnson, who was already disgruntled earlier in the season when they was going with Carlos Hyde. You know, now they're going to go with Nick Chubb. So we plan on seeing him leaving. Then you got Antonio Callaway, who's an up-and-coming receiver who wants more touches. They put him at punt returner, kick returner. They took Peppers out of there, eventually trading Peppers. And then you got, you know, Odell Beckham, who's it's going to be a hard defend. You're not going to be able to just lock down on one guy because you got Landry there. But I mean, you're going. I think it's going to get. It's going to get. It's going to not be what they expect it to be early, because if you look at their offense, it does favor the receivers. Because Mayfield passes the ball 40 times a game, so they're going to wrap the offense around Baker Mayfield. They're not wrapping it around Odell Beckham. They're not wrapping it around Jarvis Landry. They're not wrapping it around Njoku. Njoku probably won't even get a pass. He'll probably be blocking every down. It's going to be a lot. These guys, I mean, it's going to be a lot. And they have to come together as a team and say, look, it's just like when Durant joined the Golden State. Somebody's going to have to take a back seat. And you know who it was first. It was Klay Thompson. He was the first one to take a back seat to Durant. So somebody's going to have to take a back seat here, because there's just no way that you can make sure all these guys are going to be productive as you'd like them to.
Anything you want to add to that, Doom?
Nah, he hit it on top of the head.
Okay. Let's move on back to the association. We'll come back to the NFL in a minute.
We were talking about Russell Westbrook going on.
we can bring that up. I wasn't going to, but we can bring that up. It's a slippery slope to me, because people handle that type of stuff differently. And to me, Russell shouldn't have gave it any attention or paid it a second thought, because it's just trash talk.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about damn when he played Golden State.
Oh, that.
On Saturday.
Yeah, he sucked.
He shot like...
He sucked. Oh, my goodness.
Somebody get him a body back.
Can anybody dethrone the Warriors in the West? Anybody?
I mean, they lost to the Spurs tonight, but... I don't see that happening, you know.
Yeah, I don't see it happening either. Not consistent in a series. What do you think, Gene? Does anybody have a chance to knock off the Warriors in the West?
Yeah, the Warriors been getting their butt kicked, but on and off the last month. I mean, obviously the whole Booby Cousins, he's once again, he's trying to figure it out.
But DeMarcus Cousins has been playing good. Let's see. He didn't play tonight because he had a sore knee. Again, if he'd have played, he would have gave LaMarcus Aldridge the business, because that Klay Thompson had a bad shooting night until like late in the. I was watching it. He had a bad shooting night until the whatchamacallit. Andrew Bogut start when he only had 7 points. Boogie Cousins is averaging 15 to 16 points a game. So it's, you know, let's see, team stats.
Would you go out on a limb and say, would you go out on a limb and say, you know, by season's end, whether they win it or not, that they would cut ties with Draymond Green and keep Booby
I don't know.
I would say
I think they're getting a little tired of Draymond.
I would say so. I would say so. But to pull up those stats that Doom was talking about, Klay Thompson did have an off night. He was 5 from 18 from the field. He was 4 from 9 from 3-point range. He didn't take any free throws. Ended up with 14 points. Steph Curry was 9 of 25. Damn. 6 of 18 from 3-point range. 1 of 1 from the free throw line. He had 25. Andrew Bogut.
You draw him up from 61.
Huh? Andrew Bogut. That you mentioned earlier had 19 points, 3 or 4 from the field, 1 from 1 from the line. With 7 points.
I mean, Bogut had 7 points.
He had 7.
They were -2 with Bogut on the court. Now,
yeah,
the plus minus. If Boogie would have played, it would have been better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They would, like I said, Boogie has an inside game, and he could put a body on LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yeah,
because he was getting his points in the paint.
Draymond Green. 4-8 from the field, 2-4 from 3, 0.
That's 10 points. That's more than you usually get.
Got 10 points. Looks to have 6 tokens. Dag. I lay out the 3 rebounds. 7 assists, 1 steal, 3 blocks, 3 turnovers. He was a +2. Nobody. That's the thing that kills me with Golden State. If the starters can't get it done, they ain't in trouble because they bench suck.
Yeah, Kevin Looney and Iguodala.
Artificial intelligence empowers us to feed the world without wrecking the planet.
Using Microsoft AI, we can make predictions about
a computer. There we go. Go ahead, finish your thought.
Yeah, just with, you know, Looney and
Cook,
Livingston, and those guys. You know, they're a little bit past their prime as far as making another run. I mean, he's what? Iguodala was 35 or something like that. And then,
what in the world? Hold on, everyone. I think I lost everybody.
But they're still a powerhouse team. And like I said, Draymond, I mean, he's only giving you 7 points a game, 6 points a game. I mean, he's definitely slowed down a ton out of the starting five. But they're not scary like they used to be. As far as I'm concerned, they're not. They could be beat, and I think it'll be tough to beat them in a 7-game series. But you can take them to the wire.
Do you think a healthy Rockets team can do it?
Nope.
Well, who do you think can do it? If the Rockets can't do it, who do you think can do it?
The West?
Yeah, in the West. Mm-hmm.
Portland.
Maybe, Portland. Maybe OKC.
Maybe OKC.
After what I seen the other night, that was out Kevin Durant. Again, they didn't have their starting center in. You had Andrew Bogut that is. Sucked. I mean, he's a shot blocker.
And has he been playing at all? Or because he's playing overseas, right?
Yeah, he's playing overseas. He recently got signed back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had a couple. This is like his second or third game back.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he probably still getting his. He's still probably getting his leg under. Mm-hmm.
But again, if Klay Thompson didn't have such a shitty game, they would have beat him last night.
Again. real quick, let's go over the NBA scoreboard real quick, and then we'll finish. Then we'll go into the rest of the show. My Chicago Bulls look like they might get a win tonight. They're up on the Suns, 79-64. The Jazz beat the Wizards, 116-95. Raptors beat the Knicks, 128-92. Heat beat the Thunder, 116-107. Pelicans beat the Mavericks, 129-125. Right now at halftime, Trailblazers leading the Pacers, 55-48. That's at half. Final, the Cavs get a win over the Pistons, 126-119. The Nuggets beat the Celtics, 114-105. And, of course, we talked about it earlier, the Spurs defeat the Golden State Warriors, 111-105. I think it's just the case Golden State's bored. I think when the playoffs, you know, ratchet up, you know, particularly they're going to get the first round. They're going to get a first round bye regardless. Basically, they're playing the eighth seed. So that's basically like a first round bye. But I think from the second round on, I think they'll be okay.
Yeah.
I think they'll be fine.
I think
Golden State will be okay. They're going to have pretty much a first round bye because they play the eighth seed. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much a first round bye. So you play the eighth seed.
Yeah.
So
they got a little dysfunction going on. But, I mean, they're going to play. They're going to beat Golden State. But I've seen them play at home a couple of times. It didn't look too good. So I think just wear and tear. They're just the wear and tear after being so dominant the last couple few years, man. It's slowing down a little bit.
Yeah, we'll see. I think it'd be interesting, too, to see if Golden State can somehow for next season, no matter how this season turns out, see if they can sort of kind of, if their front office sees the mortality and actually go get them a bench.
Yeah.
I think that'll kind of be interesting. If they get a bench next season, assuming they win this one, and then they win and they get a bench. When next season, I think that's when, assuming they do win it, I think that's when they blow that thing up.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got four titles. In how many years? You got four titles. If they win these next,
mm-hmm.
win
these and next six.
Two. Four titles in
six. No, 5 years.
5 years. If you win these next two, if you win the next two, I think that's when they blow it up.
Bugs be sick.
I really think that's when you blow
and
it
up. We'll still hear the LeBron James is best in his era. Nonsense. I'm sorry, dog.
I mean, but let's give LeBron credit. Let's give LeBron credit. He's going to be off from the postseason for the first time. He's going to have time to rest, get his legs under him. Because he played a lot of ball these past years. He's played a lot of ball.
With very
little rest. Because you're looking at the regular season. He don't get the All-Star game off. You got to play for the All-Star game. Then he goes over to play Team USA or whatnot. So he's played a lot of basketball. He's going to get a rest for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to hope that Magic, which is why a lot of people believe in the Lakers, but because they feel that Magic is going to bring somebody in or talent in to help get the Lakers to get them back to the promised land. So LeBron's going to come back healthy. If Magic can get that team in, we'll see what the Lakers do. But he ain't going this year. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see. Johnny Manziel made the news again. He got picked up by the Alliance. Do you guys think Johnny Manziel is finally going to get it right this time?
Nope.
No.
Damn, y'all. Y'all ain't sure enough.
Listen, the NFL kicked his butt out of the league. Then he go over to Canada, and they tell him, every team, they sent a memo, don't hire this guy. And then he come down to this league here, which is not star-driven. His name rings because there's just so much controversy with him that it's going to bring some, it's going to get some new viewers. and might sell a few more tickets. But as far as him plant his play, man, he's done.
Wow.
Yeah, he's done. I got, but you know what? I got to say something. Hmm? You know, his wife, man, she is hot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Have you seen Pat Paxton's Lynch wife or girlfriend?
Whose girlfriend?
Paxton Lynch.
No.
Oh, you gotta look her up, man. Woo! She is a baddie, man. She is a baddie. I think he plays for the Dolphins now. If memory serves correctly, I think he plays for the Dolphins. Do you guys believe a story going around that Big Ben actually fumbled the football in a game to piss off Todd Haley?
Nah.
You don't believe that?
No.
Not buying it?
No. No, because when Todd Haley was there, he told Haley to his face how he felt about him. So it wasn't, I don't think he was going to discredit his game to prove a point to Todd Haley. And obviously it worked because he was gone that season. And he went to Cleveland, and he did the same thing there. Snake, snake, snake. And
talking about Todd Haley.
Yeah, Todd's a snake. And he comes in and what it seems to be to me is he just comes in and he wants to run the whole show.
That's what he said to me.
Roethlisberger is one of those quarterbacks. He's been, you know, he's been doing this long enough. You know, he calls his own plays, you know. And I think it might have been some disconnect there, you know, over time. But, you know, it's always some internal stuff that we probably won't know about. But it obviously, not only did he get into it with Todd Haley, he also got into it with Antonio Brown. They also got into it with Le'Veon Bell. So it's just not one person here. So
it is one person. The person is getting into it with everybody.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, he's getting into it with everybody. So you gotta, it's the writing's on the wall.
All right. Let me see. Something up real quick. Find next topic.
Yeah, well, her name is Gabrielle Walker.
I didn't look her up. Oh,
Paxton Lynch's girlfriend.
You sure?
Ooh. The Instagram.
Ooh.
The realtor. She sells real estate.
She sells your house.
She famous. I mean, you know, she's probably doing pretty good with that realty because they just want to. Come view her, not the house.
Oh, my goodness. USC makes ESPN Plus the exclusive provider of pay-per-view events in the U.S. Also extends the ESPN deal. Has anybody ever watched ESPN Plus?
I'm an ESPN Plus member, so I think it's a great thing because, of course, you can stream. I mean, if you got, you know, Fire Stick or whatever, and you can kind of stream it free live there. But if you know, mostly everybody's getting one, but they're doing so much to the Fire Sticks now, you got to update them and do this to them. But ESPN Plus
is the end of regular pay-per-view, but that wasn't the death of it. It was the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight that killed pay-per-view. People don't want that fight didn't deliver. They hyped that fight up so much, and they didn't deliver.
Well, I think, but it came back with the McGregor Mayweather fight. I thought the pay per view sales was through the roof.
Yeah,
but in fact,
but the Mayweather it put off a lot of boxing fans. Is what I'm saying.
Him fighting McGregor? Or?
No, I'm talking about the Pacquiao fight.
Oh, yeah, because they found out that Pacquiao was hurt. Yeah.
No, but the fight didn't deliver to... I'm talking about the fight in general. People were not going to pay that $100.
Right, I feel what you're saying. Oh, okay, you're saying the price of it to everybody...
It was long, non-climactic.
Right. right? Right? Especially for $100.
Yeah. They ain't nothing to sneeze at. They ain't nothing to damn sneeze at. I want to know what's going on in Kansas City. Chiefs receiver Tyreek Hill on an investigation for alleged battery. What is going on in Kansas City? First Kareem Hunt, now this.
Bill Belichick. Anything.
two isolated incidents, and it just so happens that, you know, these guys, like I said, we went to look into that stuff because it always seems like, oh man, it's so bad, and then we find out some of these women are not right.
They're starting shit with these dudes.
Yes. You know, to be in that moment with a NBA star, or NFL star, it's a lot of thick skin that has to take place. It's a lot of biting your tongue, overlooking, because the women are going to be there no matter what.
Right.
And they got too much power now.
And they're human, though, but they're human.
I'm talking about the women got too much power now. They got way come out and power. Say something,
and then everybody believes it.
Yep.
And then the other thing is they're human. They have the same. I mean, NFL stars are petty too. You know what I mean? They're childish, and the women are the same way as men probably are. You know how we are when they're in relationships with. It's the same thing. Theirs is just on a celebrity level.
Yeah.
They just need to be more professional and keep it out of the limelight. And, you know, but like I said, you know, a young guy with a whole lot of money, he could be a damn fool if he can't handle it.
True that.
Yeah.
True that. Earlier tonight, we saw Blake Bortles get picked up by the Los Angeles Rams as Jared Goff's backup. Do you think that's a good move by the Rams?
Hell no.
You ain't got
Blake Bortles and do nothing but put on a uniform and mess everything up. Cause you know what this is gonna start getting into, and people that, I mean, they've even been silent about it in the NFL, they haven't really said nothing, but you know what it's getting to, dude. Colin Kaepernick, you know.
He's signed, man. You don't think that non-disclosure thing, if they sign him, what's the first thing somebody going to ask him? What was in the thing? I don't think he wants to play football, dog. I think that thing has been put to bed, and he's probably signed some legislation or something that he can't come back to the NFL or whatever.
Yep, I truly believe that. And because when that opening in Miami, you know, when they finally released Tannehill, they was like, oh, yeah. And then here comes Fitzmagic out of the woodwork. And it's like, okay, all right. Nobody's
breaks that non-disclosure agreement, his ass going to get hit for $100 million lawsuit or something from the NFL.
Yep. He better not even think about throwing the NFL ball. He probably can go play in that league with Manziel.
Nope.
I'm sure.
He didn't want to do it.
What are they
offering? He wanted, what, $20 million?
Well, the rumor.
He don't want to play football more, dog.
Well, he shot.
They
down,
offered him before.
He shut down that rumor. He shut that down, saying that he was even offered a deal. According to his camp, he wouldn't even offer a deal. But there was a report on the table saying he was offered $20 million. You guys there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, but there was a report on the table he was offered 20 minutes, but his camp denies it.
Yeah.
Camp who? Kaepernick's?
Yeah.
You know, but again, like Doom said, they didn't just silence him, they silenced his whole camp.
Yep.
Nobody can talk about that stuff.
All right, it is 11:55. Is there anything else I missed today, fellas? I think I got everything.
Nope.
I think I talked about LeBron. I think I got everything.
I think we did pretty good.
I'm trying to think if I missed something. I don't think I missed nothing. So we'll see. Anything come down to the turnpike, I'll post it on the Facebook page. So definitely keep your eyes peeled for that. Let me do this right fast. Hit this up. Here we go. Now, before we get out of here, let me go remind everybody of the fine shows you can listen to right here on Rant Eatin' Radio. Starting with the Shining Wizards tomorrow night at 7. Then we have the Rant tomorrow night at 9 p.m. featuring AA and Tony C going over all the news and events from pro wrestling. Then we have Turbuckle Throwbacks on Friday at 9 p.m. You can catch them on Rant AM. You can also catch them on the Facebook page. And then, of course, this fine show Mondays at 11 p.m. right after Monday Night Raw. Sports Report with yours truly, Doom, Gene, and a cast of thousands. We'll definitely be here to get you caught up in the world of sports. Fellas, if there is nothing else, I want to thank you guys for being with me tonight. I hope coming out early kind of helped you guys out a little bit.
Oh, that's no problem.
I think we did good. I think we covered a lot in a short amount of time, and I think we'll get to bed on time tonight, Will.
I think we will, because brother got to go to work tomorrow, and I know you guys do. So, So I want to thank you guys for joining me tonight. Do appreciate it, and I'll see you guys again next week right here on Rant AM Radio. Everyone, please have a great night, and take care. Later, guys.